We read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, and verse 2, that the wise men said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." Let us bow, and we'll have prayer before the Lord. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee this morning. We have heard again the story of the Saviour's birth. And Lord, as we think here, we're told that the wise men came to worship Christ. That when they entered in, they saw Mary and the child, and they worshipped him. And this morning, our Father, we praise thee and we worship thee that God the Son became man. And there at Bethlehem, the great miracle took place, that God took into union with himself a human body. And he's God, and yet he's man. We thank thee that the Saviour lived on this earth. He knew what it was to grow up from childhood into teen years into adulthood. That he experienced the sorrows and trials of life. And he's able to sympathize with us when we're going through sorrowful times. But we thank thee most of all that he came to save. Bless us now as we think further upon our Saviour's birth. Bless every boy and girl. We pray that they would know the blessing of God upon their lives, not only at Christmas time, but all through their life. For it's in Christ's name we'd ask it. Amen. You know, it's less than 200 years ago that Christmas trees were introduced into our land. Christmas trees were unknown at this time of year. Most people believe it came from Germany. A man called Prince Albert married a lady called Queen Victoria. And some say, whether it's right or not, some say it was the great Protestant reformer Martin Luther who first cut down a tree and brought it into the house for his children at this time of year to teach them lessons about the coming of Christ. Well, I don't know how many Christmas trees are cut down now, because of course many use trees from year to year, but it does say there's about 73 million Christmas trees have been planted this year, the firs, the evergreens. Few thoughts about what you usually see in a Christmas tree. You know, often at the top of the tree we see a star. And that reminds us of what we heard this morning already about the story of the coming of the Saviour. The wise men, they saw a star and they followed it. Do you know what's interesting about the names and titles of Christ? Away back in the Old Testament, hundreds of years before the Saviour was born, it was prophesied that a star shall come out of Jacob. We've been studying Jacob on Sunday mornings in our Bible studies, Jacob and Joseph. And what that means is there'll be a descendant from Jacob who will be a wonderful person, who will be a great ruler, a great ruler. And you know in the book of Revelation, the very last chapter, do you know how our Saviour is described? As the bright and morning star. But God put this star, a special star, it wasn't an ordinary star, because there are many, many stars in the heavens. In fact, in the news this week, it just comes to mind, it said they're going to send some type of spaceship up into way further than we can see. And they say they're going to map out a billion stars in our Milky Way. A billion. And yet the Lord Jesus Christ made them all. And the Bible says he not only made them, but he numbers them. And he names them. Now, I don't think it was a normal star as we see in the sky at night. The word simply means a bright light. Remember, boys and girls, you maybe studied about the children of Israel going through the wilderness, and there was a bright light led them. The cloudy, fiery pillar led them. And that spoke of the symbol of the Lord's presence. That's what I think the star was. It was a special light sent from God. And these men were taught somehow, I believe through reading the Old Testament prophecies, don't have time for that, but they believed the Messiah must be born. The one who's promised from away the beginning. The one who's going to save us from our sins. He's been born, and they followed this light. And it's amazing because the light went all the way to the house. where the Saviour was. I often think about that. And you know what the wise man said? We have seen, listen, his star, Christ's star. We wanted to come and worship him. They knew that that light spoke of Christ, the Messiah. But you know, this bright light, we'll call it a star, it didn't go beyond where Christ was. And it didn't stop short of where Christ was in the house. It came and it was right over the very house. And the wise men, they had to go inside the house and kneel down and worship Christ. I thought about the star. And you know what the star reminds me of? Maybe you'd say, well, I wish I had a bright light like that, that I could come to Christ. And I wish God would give me a wonderful sign. Well, you know, we've something far better than a star. You say, well, that's just a Bible you're holding. That's right. But this Bible is far, far greater than any star that you would see in a vision. Because this Bible is all about him. We've been learning that in the Old Testament, the story of Joseph. This Bible is all about Christ. And you know why we read this Bible in Sunday school each week? And why we read it in church services? Because this Bible tells us about Christ. And it tells us not to stop short of Christ. It tells us not to go beyond Christ and to add other things and think by our good works or by what we do, we can be saved. But this Bible brings us right to Christ and says, believe on him and receive him. The star. It reminds me of what we have in the Sunday school. But then I had to look up a few pictures here, because on top of the Christmas tree, sometimes you see an angel. And I just had to get these little pictures. This one's colouring in picture. You see, we're not told in Scripture what angels look like. In fact, most times you read of angels appearing, they did appear like a man, like a human. We do know that some angels, like cherubim and seraphim, have wings. But we don't really know what they look like. But they're messengers. That's all the word angel means. Angel just means messenger. Now, there are created messengers that are different than us. They're not human. And God used them at times. And we heard already from you boys and girls, and you recited to us and told us of how the angels were involved in the birth of Christ. What? They told the message. An angel came to Joseph. And an angel appeared to Mary. And the angel came with a message that the child that Mary will have, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then the shepherds, and then we see the shepherds, and they even had a crook this morning. Isn't that right? You had a big crook band there, and he held it up. They were the shepherds. Well, the shepherds were in the fields, and they looked up in the sky, and an angel came and spoke to the shepherds. That's the picture there some artist has drawn for us. And the angel came, and the angel said to the shepherds, and they were afraid, they were terrified. They knew that this wasn't a normal human being, and they were terrified. And the angel said, don't be afraid, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. I heard one day, a long time ago in church, there was a boy who had to memorize the lines to say that on the Sunday. Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings, which shall be to you. And he forgot his lines and he just says, hey, I've got good news for you. And that's a good, that's just what it means. I've got good news for you. And that's what the angel said. Don't be afraid, I've got good news. And what's the good news? What's the good news? Unto you. For you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. But what did the shepherds do? They didn't just say, oh, that's a lovely story. They didn't just say, that's interesting news, good to know that. No, they went. They went to where the Saviour was. Have you gone to the Saviour and trusted him? See, the wise men had to go and not only follow the star, they had to go in and worship Christ. The shepherds went. Have you gone? And then I thought, well, at this time of year, and I wasn't going to bring in a whole tree, so I just brought in a few branches. Christmas trees very bare? No, got them out in the garden. A tree. Trees are wonderful, aren't they? Trees are tremendous. Have you ever thought of this? Do you know that little baby that we worship that was born in the manger? That Mary, his mother, held in her arms? Here's the miracle. Here's the miracle. He was the one who made all the trees. Because without Christ was not anything made that was made. He is the only child that when he was born, he was older than his mother. And he worked that one out. He was. Because he's God and he never had a beginning. Because the great miracle of the birth of Christ is this. It's God, the Son. He voluntarily agreed to come into this earth and to become human, to take a human body. He didn't cease to be God, of course he didn't. But he's God and man. That's why he could say to the wind and the waves, be still. That's why he could raise the dead. That's why he could do miracles. He's God and man. Why? In order to be our Savior. But he made all the trees. Think of it, the one in the manger. He made the trees. And then one day, as he grew up to be a man, those trees that he had made, wicked men went and they cut down trees and they made it into wood, planks. You think of the wood, look, that's out of a tree. You're sitting in seats made out of trees. And they made what's called a cross. It's called often in Scripture, the tree. The tree. And there in that tree, wicked men took our blessed Savior, that one that was born in Bethlehem, and they nailed his hands and his feet to that tree, and he allowed them to do it. In fact, it was for that very moment that he came into the world. That's why he was born. He said that, for this hour came I into the world. He came with the purpose of going to the cross. Calvary wasn't a mistake. That was in the plan of God. Because there, when our Savior suffered from those wicked men, the Apostle Peter put it this way, he in his own body bore our sins to the tree. He was dying for me. He had never sinned. He always did what was right. But on that tree, as they nailed him, he took what I should have borne. He took my punishment. He took my guilt. You see, there's a lovely hymn that's going to be sung tonight. The babe in the manger was God's only son who came to the world to die. The babe in the manger could never have done the work of his God on high. The babe left the manger and went to the cross to pay the wages of sin. Your way of forgiveness is not by the babe, but the Christ who died for your sin. So we think of the star reminds me of the Bible. The angels remind me of a messenger. And it reminds me of your Sunday school teachers. Now, I didn't say they look like angels or that they are we angels. But like the angels, they bring you a message week by week. But you know, if you do have a Christmas tree, it's not so much the tree you're looking for on Wednesday morning. Ha-ha. The gift. You all looking forward to gifts on Christmas Day? No? Yeah, yes, you are. Oh, that's good. Well, there's one voting for anymore. Yeah. Well, we get gifts usually on our birthday and on Christmas Day. And you're possibly looking forward to under the tree there are gifts. But do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ born in Bethlehem, the Bible says he is God's unspeakable gift. He's a gift. That baby's a gift. Because he grew up to be the man who would die for our sins. Romans 6:23 says, the gift of God is what? Eternal life. You know, we get gifts for Christmas, and I can think back to gifts I got years ago when I was a child. Remember I told you last week I got a watch, and Christmas was on a Sunday. And I got a watch at Christmas, and all through the service I was sitting looking at my watch and getting my father keeping me looking at my watch. But you know, I don't know where that watch is today. No idea. Gone. And some of the gifts we get don't last too long. But this is an eternal gift. eternal life. How do you get it? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a verse you learn in Sunday school. For God so loved the world, for God so loved you. That's every adult, every child. For God so loved you that he gave as a gift his only begotten Son. So that whosoever, so that you, no matter who you are here this morning, so that you and I, that we could have eternal life, that we should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord Jesus Christ, do you worship the babe in the manger, but reject, say no, reject the Christ of the cross? Your redemption comes not by the manger, but the death of Christ on the cross. You know, Christmas Day, maybe your parent or somebody and say, here, this is for you. And I know what you'll do. I know what you'll do. You'll take it, and that bow will just fly off. And you'll open it. You'll not say, no, I don't want it. You don't say, well, Mommy, Daddy, put it away for a few months and I'll think whether I want to take it or not. Will you do that? No, you won't. You'll say, that's great you've given me this gift. Well, you know the message this morning is, the Lord Jesus Christ is God's gift. Oh, we pray this morning that no one will refuse to take God's gift of salvation, that you'll come and accept him as your Lord and Savior, that you'll come and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I deserve punishment. I don't deserve to be in heaven. But Jesus Christ came and died for me. Accept Christ as your Savior. That's the greatest gift, and it's the greatest Christmas you will have. Let's turn